I'm Frank Garza, and welcome to Here and Abroad, a podcast that follows the U.S. men's national team and their player pool across Europe, MLS, or wherever else they play their club football. On today's show, we're going to check in on the two U.S. internationals playing at AC Milan, Christian Pulisic and Yunus Musa. They are getting ready to take on AS Roma in the second leg of the Europa League quarterfinals and also nearing the end of their first Serie A season. To help me today, I've invited Alessandro Bai back to join the show. Alessandro is an Italian-Brazilian freelance journalist. He's the Milan correspondent for Total Italian Football, and he previously wrote for The Blizzard and La Gazzetta dello Sport. Alessandro, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Frank. Hello, everyone. I'm very glad to be here again with you. How are you?
I'm good. And we were talking before we hit the record button. The last time you and I spoke was we did kind of a recap of after AC Milan's like opening match. And so a lot's happened since then. So I'm excited to talk with you about that. I want to start with the Europa League quarterfinals, where Milan is getting ready to play the second leg against Roma this Thursday. The first leg didn't go so well. They lost 0-1. A lot of us here watched it on TV. You were there. Watching in person. What went wrong for Milan that day?
Well, that was actually a very interesting match to see, to watch live, because, I mean, you could feel probably the deception of the home crowd at the end, because AC Milan were favorites for this game, came as favorites. But at the same time, I think the first thing we should mention, I think we should give some credit to Roma, because they played a very, very interesting and intelligent game. They've changed a lot since Daniele De Rossi joined as a coach. He took over Jose Mourinho. The first thing I was thinking about, watching the match, was that the same sides met each other in January, I think, in Serie A. And that was an easy win for AC Milan, 3-1. And, I mean, you could just see how much the Roma side have changed since then, because De Rossi is doing literally a very, very good job. I mean, back then in January, Roma were never in the game. They scored when, I mean, they pulled one back to go 2-1. But, I mean, it was always, the feeling was always of an easy win for AC Milan, which eventually it was like that. But in the Europa League quarterfinals, I mean, I think Roma deserve credit, first of all, for playing a very tactically good game, because, De Rossi made some very smart moves, like asking Dybala to come very deep, which created problems and opened up spaces in AC Milan's defensive setup. And, unlike they did under Mourinho, it's not just a very compact Roma side. They also try to do something with the ball. You know, they try to make the most of players, of the quality of players such as Dybala, Lukaku, Pellegrini. And they actually scored from a set piece with Mancini, but they had their own chances. Of course, their biggest merit was to limit AC Milan's strengths, which is particularly on the left flank, because they knew the Rossoneri had some devastating weapons in Leao and Theo Hernandez, notably. But they were very attentive on that side, with El Shaarawy tracking back, closing every space. And if you ask me what went wrong, apart from the tactical setup which created difficulties for AC Milan, it's probably that, to be fair, AC Milan best players were not on their best night. And I'm talking about Leao, Theo Hernandez, but also Pulisic, because he was playing on the right and he was not particularly inspired. Honestly, one of the few games that he didn't play at a very good level recently. And he was also replaced by Chukwueze in the last 25 minutes, and Chukwueze had a really good impact. He dribbled his way past three men, some a few minutes before the end and delivered a great assist for Giroud. But I mean, unfortunately, he sent the ball against the crossbar. But I mean, it was just that, I think, a bit of an unlucky night for AC Milan, and not particularly inspired, but they still have 90 minutes to play, and I think they will give their all.
Let's talk a little bit about that, you know, Pulisic, Chukwueze, you know, substitution that you mentioned there. I mean, I'm thinking ahead to the second leg, and I want to get your thoughts on how you see Pioli lining up the attack for that second leg against Roma. And I've seen, you know, a few interesting things in the last couple of weeks. You know, there was Chukwueze coming on for Pulisic in that game, and he really created the best chance probably for Milan in the match. You know, Giroud just kind of missed it, but it was a really amazing individual performance by him to kind of get to the touchline and get that pass to Giroud. Then in the next match, pardon my Italian here, but Sassuolo? Is that how you say?
Yeah.
Sassuolo, okay. In the next match against Sassuolo, Chukwueze starts, Pulisic is on the bench. And so I'm wondering, should we be reading too much into that? I mean, do you think there's a chance Chukwueze starts on the right wing instead of Pulisic for that match? Or is there a chance they could both be on the field together like they were a few weeks ago? You know, how do you see Pioli lining them up for this second leg?
I mean, that's a very interesting point, Frank, because I remember we talked the first time at the beginning of the season. We talked about, you know, how was the hierarchy for Pulisic, Chukwueze, and Pulisic back then was expected to be the absolute starter. And it was like that, actually, because Chukwueze has struggled for several months. I mean, he's not been hitting form for some time. But things have changed slightly in recent weeks, because the Nigerian player has really grown into form, and is becoming a very interesting weapon for AC Milan, especially during the games, you know, to change the pace, to create opportunities. But that being said, I think that Pulisic is the absolute starter on that spot, basically. I think that Pulisic was rested against Sassuolo with a view to starting, to having him in great form with Roma, because Pioli knows he's not going to take him off the pitch. I mean, as you said, even in recent weeks with Chukwueze improving, the idea of Pioli was not to take Pulisic off the team. But, I mean, he's making the most of his great versatility, and because the coach knows that he can also play as a number 10. He's perfect. He has the vision. He can play with both feet. He can deliver great assists, score from long range. So I think that Pioli envisions Pulisic as one of the main players of this Milan side. And he was rested against Sassuolo for this reason, because he knows that, I mean, the return leg against Roma will be a massive game for AC Milan, and their last chance probably to reach a European semi-final and finish their season on a high note, okay? So I think that, I mean, Pioli is expecting Pulisic to have a starring role in this return leg.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Let's talk some more about Pulisic. You know, you've been able to watch him now for almost a full season. You know, what has been your overall, you know, thoughts on his performance this season? And you know, what's the talk around Milan, you know, from fans about him?
Yeah, you know, personally, I was quite impressed by him. I knew him as a player, but I think the concern here was not just me, but just the general discussion from the fans, also AC Milan fans, was whether he could be back to the form that he showed he was able to reach, okay, back at Chelsea, because everyone knew that he had some you know, fitness problems, and he's been trying to recover from that, and so. I mean, the situation was not so sure about him, about what he could deliver. But to be fair, I mean, he's definitely AC Milan's best signing from last summer, and I think he will be in the talk to be awarded as one of the best Serie A midfielders of the season. If he doesn't win the award, it's just because he will have probably Theon Kopmeiners from Atalanta in front of him. He scored like 11 or 12 goals. He's impressive. But Pulisic as well. I mean, he scored 10 goals and provided 6 assists. And just to give you a rough idea, Rafa Leao, who was expected to be the main star of the team from everyone, has scored 7 Serie A goals. So, Pulisic has been also more decisive in terms of contribution. He's really made a difference. And I think he's the best upgrade that AC Milan has done from last season, because they had Junior Messias and Salemakers on that side. But to be fair, to have Pulisic on that spot, I mean, it's a completely different story, because he's a bit of very versatile player. He can cut inside, he can reach the byline and cross, he can score. He's really delivering in his first season. And as you can imagine, Frank, he's totally adored by the fans. I mean, he boasts one of the best selling shirts this season of AC Milan, and on match days, I mean, you see Pulisic shirts everywhere, adults, children. He is really loved here, and I think what the fans love the most is that basically he was a bargain. I mean, he joined for 20 million euros, which is nothing nowadays. Because I mean, if you go now on the transfer market and look for a player with the Pulisic level, I don't think you can spend less than 40, 50 million euro. And so I think that his first season was really great. And if something very drastic doesn't happen, he's meant to be one of the point of reference for the future for AC Milan.
Yeah, I mean, it far exceeded my expectations. You know, I know he's a good player. I thought he'd do well. But, you know, you mentioned the stats there, 10 goals, I think 6 assists, you said. I mean, and we're not even done with the season yet. And then some of those goals that he scored, it's not like he was just, like, he's had some absolute golazos. I mean, you know, he just didn't even look like he had the space to shoot. And then all of a sudden he, like, launches one that sneaks into the corner.
The last one against, I think, Lecce, probably from outside the box, was just impressive. Okay. He got the ball, one touch, and he shot straight at the back of the net. I mean, he was impressive. And you have to consider that there's a very popular talk here in Italy that when strong players join from abroad, there's the discussion whether they can fit Serie A, because it's a very particular league, you know, very tactical with tight spaces. So I don't think everyone was expecting Pulisic to do this well in such a league, you know, with a new tactical dimension. I mean, he was very, very impressive, definitely.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the other U.S. international over there, Yunus Musa, who has kind of seemed to, his playing time has kind of gone up and down, you know, throughout the season. And so, you know, I'm really curious from you what you think of his overall performance and where you think his performance, you know, lies, you know, relative to what the expectations were, you know, for him coming in.
Well, I think, we're talking about something different with Musa, because he didn't join with the same kind of expectations as Pulisic. He was like, there was like curiosity about him, because, he was a very promising player, very young, coming from La Liga. So, everyone was wondering whether he could settle as a starter in this AC Milan side. Probably. I mean, this season is telling us that he is not probably so ready to be a regular starter, okay? But I think that, he's definitely a valuable addition to AC Milan roster, because he's added value as in the on the bench, because he is coming off the bench, and unlike happened in the past, they had Krunic, which was a kind of good player, but he was average, even though because he was not so young anymore. With Musa, I think the level stays more or less the same. I mean, you can see he's a player that still have to develop a bit, okay? But he showed, I think, interesting glimpses of his talent. He has great physicality, absolutely. And this is very, very interesting for a league like Serie A. He runs everywhere, really, literally everywhere. He track back opponents and he can also carry the ball upwards effectively. I mean, that's a very good quality. I think he still has to improve in managing the ball, okay, when he's in possession. He tends to be a bit probably frenetic, I don't know, okay? But I think that, he could stay at AC Milan for a few more seasons. If he finds, I don't know if Pioli will stay. This is an open discussion that we'll probably have later. But, if Musa has the luck to find the right manager, okay, who wants to invest on him, on his growth, I think he could develop into a very interesting player because, I mean, he has the qualities, definitely. And as you said, he played more as a starter in the first part of the season when Bennacer was out. But, of course, now Bennacer came back and he's a very important player for AC Milan in terms of balance. And you know what? I think that what's probably is also limiting Musa playing time is that AC Milan have another important physical player on the pitch, which is Loftus-Cheek. He's having a great season and he's playing as number 10. He's playing a bit deeper. I mean, he can be deployed in various positions. And so I think that with Loftus-Cheek on the pitch, Pioli probably prefers to have some technical options, you know, like Bennacer is very good with the ball in his feet. They have Reinders as well. So, I mean, I wouldn't judge Musa's season as negative, okay? Because we still have to remember that he's 22. That was his first season in Italy. And for what I'm concerned, I don't think he was a deception, okay? He showed interesting qualities. Of course, he still has to develop. But if I were in AC Milan's shoes, I mean, I would keep him for at least one or two more seasons to see what kind of level he can reach.
Yeah, he's an exciting young player. You know, you mentioned one of the issues I see as well, not just when he plays with Milan, but when he plays with the U.S. men's national team, is this, he loses the ball a lot. He turns the ball over a lot with passes, or maybe he's trying to do too much. It seems like he's trying to do too much at times. And I just see him turn the ball over a lot. And so I'd like to see him be a little bit more, I mean, I like that he takes risks. He's a guy that's going to dribble and try to find spaces, but to me, he hasn't quite found the balance yet of finding the right opportunities to do that and not turning the ball, you know, over so much.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with this point because he tends to be a bit chaotic probably at times. You
know? Yeah, yeah. He looks like a wild man out there sometimes.
As I said, he tends to overdo, which on one side, I think it's a sign of his great will, desire, you know, to have an impact. But probably, I mean, I think that if he stays even just one more season in the Italian game, you know, with tactical instruction, he can become more disciplined as a player. And that would be very interesting, I think, to see.
Yeah, we'll be excited to keep our eye on him. You know, you mentioned, you know, keeping him around for the next, you know, couple of seasons and giving him a more chance. And that's kind of where I want to go next, not just with him, but I want to think about, you know, what changes we could see because, you know, we have, what, six matches or so. I don't know the exact number yet, but not a whole lot of the Serie A season left. And so I'm already starting to think about next season, what changes Milan, you know, could make. What do you see as the big potential changes they could make, you know, over the summer getting ready for the next season?
As I was saying, the biggest open discussion is about the coach, because I mean, Stefano Pioli was the coach who brought AC Milan back to the Scudetto in 2022. So there was a lot of gratitude towards him. But I think that since then, probably the team has not lived up to expectation, because I mean, last season in Serie A was a deception, but was partially disguised by the fact that AC Milan reached the Champions League semi-final, of course. But they lost it with Inter. They lost all the five derbies in 2023 with Inter, which, I mean, in a city like Milan, it has a lot of weight for the fans. You know, they don't like losing derbies. And can you imagine losing five in a row? And they have a decisive derby now, next week, because if AC Milan will play at home and if Inter win, they will win the Scudetto on that night in their stadium. And that would be, I think, because here in Italy, in Milan especially, I mean, the atmosphere is very it's very heavy sometimes, you know, with discussions, with rumors, and I mean, for the mood of the environment, that would be a massive blow to lose to make Inter win the Scudetto in the derby. Okay, so basically, Pioli will be judged on two fronts: this one of the derby and how far he can go in the Europa League. Of course, if AC Milan get kicked out by Roma, I think his chances of staying as an AC Milan coach next season will be drastically reduced, okay? And there's already a discussion about the possible substitute, but the name of Lopetegui has been made, but there's a lot of uncertainty, so it's impossible to say beforehand what will happen. For sure, I mean, there's a lot of focus on this front, so we will have to see how things play out and which kind of choices the executive will make. Because now we have Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who has joined the board, the AC Milan board. And I mean, he's expected to be a very influential figure in this decision, okay? So this is probably the main point. After that, on the transfer market, we know that Giroud should be leaving and go to the US. And I mean, in this respect, everyone agrees that AC Milan needs a really serious striker, a very good one. So they're on the lookout for that. The names are the ones of Zirkze, who's playing a great season at Bologna, Gyökeres from Sporting Lisbon. But still, I mean, there are still six games, a transfer market window to go. So, I mean, it's just rumors as of now. But of course, the main points for AC Milan will be the coach and the striker. Because to be fair, their squad, the overall level is becoming gradually, I mean, more and more good. Because even this season, I mean, with Musa as a substitute, Reinders not always playing as a starter, so coming off the bench, Chukwueze as a substitute. I mean, they're really upgrading, I think, the overall level of the squad. Okay. But they still lack some figures in key positions, and striker is one of them.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see that Pioli, you know, I can just from afar, you can kind of see he is kind of a controversial, you know, figure over there with the fans, where, you know, a lot of people, maybe he divides the fans, you know.
Absolutely, because they tore
pretty evenly. Yeah. So, but yeah, a lot can happen between now and then. I'll be hoping that they get the win against AS Roma. I know they have a lot. I know it's going to be a tough battle going to Rome and getting the win there. But hopefully they can get that, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I think that a win, I mean, overturning the tie against Roma would be a massive morale booster for, I mean, the last stretch of the season. Okay, they can bring it on the Derby and also on the next ties of Europa League, because they would be likely to meet Leverkusen in the semi-final, which would be another massive, massive game. And personally, I hope to have the chance to witness it in San Siro.
Yeah, there's some really great teams left in the Europa League, and so to win that would be a huge accomplishment for sure. Well, thank you so much, Alessandro, for being back on the show. I'll make sure and put a link in the show notes to your X account, which is at @journale_by, so that folks can see some of your work. But before I let you go, any final thoughts that you'd like to share?
Well, I think that, I mean, since we've been talking about the American players, it's been... I mean, I think that the presence of Pulisic in this league is also a testament to the growth of USA football. And he's been really exciting. And to be fair, I mean, Serie A nowadays is one of those leagues when you don't come to stay, okay? You come, you grow, and then you go to the Premier League or La Liga. And to have the chance to, you know, to see talents like Pulisic is... it's very exciting. It's very exciting. So I'm definitely hoping he's staying also next season.
Yeah. Thank you, Alessandro.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And well, see you next time.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Here and Abroad. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with a fellow USMNT fan. I'm Frank Garza. You can follow me on X @FrankGarza007. And I'll be back next week with a new episode.